Sorry for the delay. We'll get started. Scott, Chris, sorry to have not given you as much time as you should have had on this. Please go ahead if you're ready.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me? Okay. We wanted to take a few moments on your agenda to talk about improving ICANN.org. We've actually made a lot of progress on it, and we thought it would be appropriate for the council to be informed of what we've done and what is coming. This project has been in development for roughly 2 years, so I thought I would very briefly recap some of what we've already presented to you before. Some of the people on the council have changed. And then Chris will briefly outline highlights and features of the coming site. And if there's any time left, we would love to get your comments, guidance, or to answer any questions or concerns you have. So that's what we're up to. What is this about? Well, the redesign of the site is part of the GNSO Improvements Program, which called for improved communications. And one aspect of that is it said that the GNSO website needed to be more usable. But what is more usable? That's kind of vague. It could be usable in all kinds of different ways to different people in order to do different things. So what does more usable mean? Well, to answer those questions, the assignment was first given to a team overseen by the OSC, the Communications Coordination Team, to form recommended answers. So following their guidance to find out how the GNSO uses its site, I was directed by the CCT, and I undertook interviews of key users to find out what they viewed as the strengths and weaknesses of the existing site. By a happy coincidence, at the same time, Revere Group was running a user survey on the usability of ICANN.org, which drew 230 responses. They also conducted some in-depth interviews, and I conducted in-depth interviews with GNSO users, in total 17 interviews. The result being we had a very useful picture of how people broadly use the ICANN site, and then more specifically GNSO users. So we had some pretty good data. We took direction from it and presented to you in Seoul what we intended to do and received favorable comments to go ahead with it. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I want Chris to be able to show you what the results will be. So you can see a URL on the screen there, and this deck is already on the website for this session. If you would like more detail on how we got where we are, then there's a recorded webinar there that goes into great detail on it. But a quick refresher, what we discovered is that what GNSO power users want the most is to find documents. No big surprise there. They do a lot of calendar activity, looking both forward and back. Forward to find out when their next working group meeting is, back to find out the minutes or the recording or the transliteration of a meeting or whatever. And then the other request we heard most often was that GNSO users wanted to be able to find information based on issues. Right now, if you wanted to learn about some issue, we'll just use IRTP as an example, you might have to look under correspondence and under meeting minutes and on somebody's wiki. There's no central place to find out about that particular issue and what the GNSO is doing about it. So those are the requests we had that guided us as we undertook the redesign. Before I show you the results, I wanted to point out a couple things that we considered. To me, the heart of all these requests is what I'm going to dub findability. GNSO users just want to be able to find what they need on the site. The trick here is that we look for data in several different ways. So most often you're looking for it because of what it means. If you decide, I'm not fully informed on DNSSEC and I want to know more about it, you would look for meaningful documents about DNSSEC. But sometimes you're also looking for data because of what it is. You may not know what's going to be in the minutes or the resolutions, but you're looking for them because they are the minutes or the resolutions. We also look for data because of when it is. So when you turn on the news on your television, you don't know what you're going to get, but you want it because it will be the latest information passing through. So the point of all this is that we set as a goal of the redesign that everything on the site be findable in multiple ways, because you may approach the same data with a different need each time you come to the site. So with all that established, then we found we had to look for a vendor that could make this dream site and live up to these requirements. So we issued a request for proposals in April of this year. There were five vendors who indicated they wanted to respond. In the end, three vendors responded fully. We took their responses as staff and formed a committee. We had 12 objective criteria we were using to evaluate the proposals. They included things like how long would the project run according to each vendor, the price, what is their ability to support a multilingual implementation, what technical qualifications do they have, all the things you would expect. As a committee, we went apart and individually rated each vendor in each category, then came back together and averaged the responses into a weighted score. And the clear winner from this process was Andalusia Web Solutions. Here's where we are today. At that point, ICANN engaged AWS or Andalusia Web Solutions. That was in May of 2010. And Chris and his team have been working very hard and diligently since then. We've held them to very high standards on your behalf, which is easy to do because Chris, as a member of the business constituency, fully grasps what the GNSO needs and was already passionate about providing a terrific site. So the working relationship has been very enjoyable and very quality-oriented. In mid-November, after weeks of effort, AWS handed off their code to ICANN so that we can implement it in our development environment, make sure that it works with the two dozen other sites that intersect with ICANN, such as sac.icann.org or atlarge.icann.org. And our web development team has verified that the code is exactly as ordered. So here we are today. We want to give you the first preview of what we think the site should look like and how it should work. And it's up to you to tell us if we're on the right track or not. If you like what you see, we are well on track to have the new site live before the meeting in San Francisco in March of this year. So that little preview is all I wanted to communicate to you. I'm going to hand the floor over to Chris Chaplow, but let me conclude my portion by saying that there is a lot of thought and care invested in what you're about to see, but it's not written in stone. We're showing it to you specifically because we welcome your guidance, and we're both happy to take your comments at the end of this presentation and, of course, for the rest of the meeting. And with that, I'll hand it over to Chris.
Okay, thanks very much, Scott. I don't really want to say too much bad about the old GNSO website because it's a bit like an old friend, isn't it? It's been with us for years and it's sort of grown on us and added to bit by bit and, to be honest, become a bit of a monster. When I joined the ICANN community a few years ago, actually about the time of the Paris meeting, when I looked at this site, it just sort of smelt of 1998. And I was wondering why, and this is the honest truth, I came to the conclusion that it had been kept that way as some sort of a museum piece, or maybe it was a tribute to John Postel or something like that. Now, I understand now it wasn't a tribute to John Postel. What it is just the sheer size of it. It's a mammoth undertaking, and all credit to those that have worked so hard on transforming it. So here we are, the new homepage, and I hope you like it. See, Chuck's with us in spirit at least today. We've tried to bring a bit of colour into the life of the GNSO. So as you see, we've got the ICANN corporate blue colours, and we've brought in very subtly the oranges and the greens, and the oranges obviously where you are, and the green is where you want to go. I'll just run through the menus. So now we've actually got our seven top menu items instead of the, I think it's 37 you've got at the moment down the left-hand side. I'll come back to those in a moment. A search facility on the top of every page, which is actually being run by the Google search, but a search within the site because the best search we can find at the moment. The acronym helper. that many of you already know, and this is a great tool. It's one of my favourites, and it's a credit to Scott actually, who came up with that idea at the very end of a long day working on planning all this. We called it a design scrum in Marina Del Rey, and working with the hours, I was able to send the idea back to the office in Spain, and by the morning we had an acronym helper. It was that simple, to be quite honest. That little
credit to Chris for making sure that thing will be on every page of the GNSO site.
Great. Languages, of course. Here we've got actually the six UN languages plus Portuguese. I'm afraid we won't have a fully multilingual website on launch or for a little while yet. Hopefully there will be one in my lifetime, but what we'll have initially, rather than clicking on the language, if that page exists in the language, what it'll be initially is take you to a language homepage, and there it'll be like a homepage with a list of documents there, and to show you that aquí tenemos el página principal en español porque estamos en Cartagena. Bien. And of course in Arabic as well, to put us through the hoops and test. I can't say that in Arabic, I'm afraid. But there's a lot of hard work to make the theme work in Arabic, and those of you know, obviously it's right to left, and the font is slightly bigger. It has to be in Arabic to be able to see it clearly. Good. On the home page, we've got the news highlights, most recently added. That's a dynamic feed with what we've added recently, and the GNSO calendar, the forward calendar, which is actually I think it's a mashup of Google Calendar, isn't it, that's working initially, and that'll have sort of file sharing capability and things like that. Menus on the top. These are mouse over menus, so you can explore your way across them. You mouse over the about and the menu, and the menu drops down. I want to just mention, of course, that I'm just showing you a PowerPoint here, but it isn't that we've just got a PowerPoint. I could be doing this by clicking through a website, but I know time's limited, and I didn't want to risk any problems of the internet not working or something like that. So we can work quicker in this way. Good. On the About page, and this is, you know, about exactly what is the GNSO. And if we, on the left-hand side, we see the new menu structure, and quite a unique feature at browser level, actually, is to be able to click on the little diamond and little triangle and open up the menu on the left hand side, and so you can just sort of explore where you want to go before you actually click on it. And let's go to the council, for example, and see what the council are made of. We've got the members of the council. Those are the photographs taken in Brussels, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes, at the Brussels meeting, with the different tabs for the different groups within the council, and obviously the members, and click on below for statement of interest. It doesn't work just for the council members as well. It works for the various different stakeholder groups and constituencies. And here, using an example of the,
I like Sarah's picture.
Yeah, a motley crew, if you ever did see one there, isn't it? Yes. But also important little details. If we look down at the menu on the left-hand side there, how to participate, how to make a public comment, volunteer for a working group. These sort of details, this sort of information that for a newcomer is so difficult to find. You know, the first ever ICANN meeting I went to, I wasn't actually sure until I got in the door whether there was a charge for coming to an ICANN meeting, and that's just indicative. Okay, news is the next tab, and obviously this is for the power news users, and this is the time-dependent information. So the latest news item or the highlighted news item, up at the top, and then we're dividing it into four sections: announcements, policy updates, request for public comment, and some of the live feeds. If we click on announcements, then yes, it takes us to this page, where we've got the announcements sorted by dates, most recently added slideshows, and you know the main content, as you see, is in the centre, and other little niceties to brighten everything up on the different sides. Ongoing work. Wow, this is the GNSO work divided up, divided up in the different work projects, and yes, by issues. Thanks, Scott. You know, I remember, wind us back to Nairobi, and we were all sat on this session, or the Saturday session in Nairobi, and we were all sat in this dark, horrible room, wasn't it? It was like the black hole of Calcutta. And I remember coming out for a quick coffee break and standing with a group of GNSO council people, and the chap on my right asked a question. He said, "Is there a list anywhere of all the work?" And actually nobody was able to answer that question. Well, now we'll be able to answer that question, because the list kept up to date, as I'm sure it will be, is simply the left-hand menu here. Using, I've just clicked on an example, yes, an example of inter-register transfer policy. So the information, GNSO, preview of policy, and so on, so a review of policy.
May I?
Yes.
Just to, in the previews, where it's it shows the work, ongoing work. Wouldn't it be good to make to bring the priorities we already attached to them, or at least in the classification we did, because there is a status of different projects. Okay, this is a recommendation.
Yes, okay. I should have actually said the ongoing work is divided into policy activities, other work, and archive. It's down off the bottom of the screen, but yeah, your point's perfectly valid, and from a website point of view, it could be configured whatever way you want it.
Because some have the status attached to suspended or ongoing, and this is an information. Another would be the priority already associated to it.
Yes, we certainly can. We appreciate the guidance. I just wanted to mention that at this point it's in alphabetical order, the thought being we think people who are especially interested in looking things up by issue are probably not the deep insiders and would not know how to find something by priority. But, of course, if you guide us otherwise, we will accept your guidance. But you'll see in a minute there's also a working groups page where we're guessing is where these members here would probably spend more of their time. So just to say what the reasoning was.
Yeah, Christina?
This is amazing. The one question I have, and I don't know whether it'll be tackled as part of this, is that one of the things that I personally have the most difficult time finding are the council resolutions that have been passed. And if you weren't thinking about doing it, I think it might be helpful to, in each policy activity section, also include either the text or the link to GNSO Council resolutions about that policy issue. And also, to the extent that there will be a separate freestanding section for resolutions like there currently is, I just, in terms of how they're indexed, it's not particularly user-friendly. And it can sometimes, you know, I have to go back and say, okay, well, that was the Lisbon meeting, so that was March of 2007. And, you know, other people are not going to necessarily have that ability to do it. So to the extent that the resolution section can also be made more user-friendly, I think that would be great.
Thank you, yes. And moving on to the next tab, which is group activities. And again, this is the work, but then... Okay. really the cake sliced for the groups rather than the actual work items. So, and we see on the left-hand side. Adrian?
I apologise if this has been covered, but are these pages searchable?
Yes, from within the site search that's on the top right on every page.
Great.
That will be the Google search.
So, if I was looking for a particular keyword out of one of the working groups or whatever, I could search that way.
Yes, and there's also a document search which I'll just show you about in a second.
Perfect. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. And this is great, by the way.
Thank you. Good. Group activities, and then if we click on the little triangles and sort of open up some of them, you just go, "Wow! Look at the number of groups that we've got." The library. This is the document search which we were just mentioned just then, and you can click on the menu on the left hand side to filter your documents, or in this advanced search feature here, where if we were looking for an action item or minutes between January 2006 and the end of 2009 containing the keyword Cartagena, then the documents will come up there. That's tagged, that's not searching through all the text in the documents. Good. And last but not least, of course, basics. This was actually the menu title that we had the most trouble thinking about what word to use, but basics is a great word. It's grown on us, and it's where the beginner goes. It's where and actually even us old timers or you old timers would actually find interesting information in there. The presentations, some of Scott's podcasts or the Start podcasts, and it is quite good to go back in and do that.
Very nice.
Good. Just one last little point just before I finish, just sort of it's orientative. You see these little question marks that are dotted about. Actually, if you mouse over the question mark, it actually gives you an explanation of what that title means. And I think that just shows sort of some of the detail that we've gone in to try and help you try and guess what's, you don't have to click everywhere to find what's there. You can just mouse over that, and I say it's indicative of the detail and the work that's gone in. So I just want to say, obviously I hope you like it, and thanks very much. Thanks to Scott and Ken Bauer and Mark Salvatera and Gary from staff, and William Eaton and Cheryl Gatwood from my team.
When do you launch?
There's a huge. It's this monster of information that's still got to be put. It's still got to be put into the site.
If you're happy with where we're going, we'll have it up before the next meeting.
Guys, thanks a lot. Sorry to cut this short.
Yes. If you want to talk more, I will be at the ICAM booth during most lunch hours, or you can email me with questions or concerns. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much. I want to welcome all board members at this point, and we'll go straight into our session with the board. I think the topics that we'd looked at for discussion in this session should be coming up on the screen in about 2 seconds. So we can just go straight into this session. I would ask, just before we start, that because of the space requirements around the room, that people who are not GNSO councillors or board members, please give priority to those people who are, just for this session. And if you see, if there's a room needed for a board member or a GNSO councillor to sit down, please do give them priority. Thank you very much. Now, I believe Peter will join us in a few moments. He's held up in another meeting, but I suggest that we start because we've only got an hour for this session, and I know there's a fair amount of discussion that we want to have. So I just want to start by introducing this new